Saturday, March 2nd, 1957. 10 p.m. The cold winter rain started out as sporadic drops when she left the inconspicuous home hiding dark deeds behind its walls. When she stepped off the bus on the outskirts of town, much to the dismay of the annoyed driver, the droplets morphed into a heavy downpour, along with a thick blanket of fog. Carolyn sighed and continued trudging through the secondary streets skirting the edge of town. The past 30 minutes were spent in a painful blur, each step slow while fighting to overcome waves of dizziness and nausea. She had no choice but to steer her sore body clear of the main thoroughfares of downtown Camden. Though not many, there were a few streetlights dotting the walkways, and even with the viscous fog coating the air, a moving body could still be spotted. It was Saturday night, the air frigid and the streets slick with water and a bit treacherous. Yet some people would be out and about. War and Peace was headlining at the Malco Theater, a movie she had looked forward to seeing with Jefferson. And though unsure what time it was, Carolyn guessed it was close to 10:30 p.m. Those who'd attended the 8:05 p.m. showing would soon swarm the streets. She didn't want to be spotted by anyone, preferring to keep the shameful action done to her body earlier a close guarded secret. She'd paid almost $50, an entire month's pay, and would do whatever necessary to never let anyone else get a whiff of the dirtiness permanently etched inside her soul. Enough already knew, and Carolyn feared she was tempting fate by sneaking back home. But the pull, the overwhelming urge to be cocooned in familiarity, was too strong to fight. The wretched nightmare of what she did would follow her to the grave. Carolyn wrestled to tamp it down and tuck the memories away inside the deepest recesses of her mind. Though she didn't have much of one, what little reputation she had would be ruined if ever discovered by some random townsfolk venturing out in this frigid weather. The thought of Miss Maud, or even her strange husband, Clyde, finding out what their charge had done in the adjoining county made a shiver sprint up her back. And that is exactly what would happen if Carolyn didn't remain carefully hidden. Camden was a small town, full of grousing harpies with two-sided mouths, one for spouting virtues, platitudes, and Bible verses, and the other for spewing vicious gossip about anyone and everyone. The venom-filled barbs didn't care if the subject was a close friend, family member, politician, or clergy. Passing by the ostentatious sign that read, "Camden, Queen City of the South," Carolyn grimaced. There wasn't anything stately or royal about the small town perched on a bluff overlooking the Washita River. The prosperity from the steamboat era had waned, giving way to the oil, gas, and timber industry. The stench of rotten eggs filled the summer air from the paper mills at the edge of town. The only other businesses that flourished in the once humming town were the Grapet plant and Cam Arc pottery. If I'd only been able to work at those places instead of the silly grocery store. If I had, perhaps I wouldn't be in the situation I am now, Carolyn muttered to herself. As she passed the old McCollum Chittister house, made famous by being the headquarters of the Union soldiers during the Civil War, Carolyn scowled at the thought of damn Yankees stinking up the town. Keeping close to the shadows as she rounded the corner onto Greening Street, every inch of her body screamed for her to stop moving. She pushed on instead of succumbing to the temptation to rest. It was only a few more blocks to traipse across until she reached Clifton Street and crept inside the stately colonial she'd called home for several years. If she could make it around back without being detected, she could simply climb the trellis to her room and sneak inside. She'd seen Leah do it numerous times over the years, and it looked easy. Of course, Leah's journeys up and down the trellis had been performed without a body racked with pain.